You are listening to Radio Redux, sponsored by No More Blue, the definitive Sonic message board.
See the bar? You see the thing going up? Yeah, that's your voice. Is. Yeah, you see it.
Yeah. Hey, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
Welcome to technology, SBO. I thought you were a hacker.
I'm only a hacker through a process of elimination.
Apparently for Shadow it was violence, but that's another story. I'll never get that.
So that's a lesson for everyone. Violence solves everything.
Worked for my dad's car. I ain't kidding.
Shadow, fix your dad's car.
No, but a hammer sure did.
I see. Oh, I should do some kind of introduction thing, shouldn't I suppose?
Yes.
Oh, you've been on most shows than I have.
Not nearly as many as I would... you'd think. I'm not that, up there. But I was around, and I kind of saw you sneaking in. Well,
I did not sneak in. I was given the keys. The fact that I lost the keys and had to use a brick is neither here nor there.
All this because old Archangel UK is out away on vacation. Yes, that's convenient.
Well, I hardly think a trip to the hospital is a vacation.
Oh, what happened? What did you do?
He's ill.
He's ill.
He's a very sore throat.
That I know.
So he's not able to do this show.
Well, that's why I showed up. I was taking care of him, and then I saw you. But, let's have some fun.
this is a very special Radio Redux, in that Argent UK is not involved in it at all. I am your host, Espio. You may remember me from such things as the Espio Crunch cereal box, and also the Chaotix Top Trumps card trading game. I've done some games as well, and I've appeared in here in a couple of sort of skit things that I am.
Something with Sega.
I don't like to talk about that.
Oh, it's like that. I understand.
My people are talking to their people, and their people are steadfastly ignoring them. So until that's resolved, I don't really want to talk about it. Anyway, we're here with a very special Radio Redux, as I just said. I am joined in the sort of drafty Radio Redux studio. Is that someone's looking through the window? Oh, wait, that was me. it's a bit drafty in here. It's a bit cold. But I've got Echo Hawk. Echo Hawk is here in the studio. She's actually flown over from America, so we're getting people flying over from Australia and America just to do this show. It's quite something. But yeah, she's here on a flying visit. You've heard her voice already, but do you want to speak to the people while I try to figure out how this desk works?
Well, I don't know. Hello, everyone. To all my supposed fans that Archangel UK is constantly trying to remind me that I have. Well, in any case in point, yes, he is out right now, and not doing so well, but we're trying our best.
Serves him right.
Espio, just because you lost the case doesn't mean you have to hold hostilities against him for the rest of your existence. Now shush and fix it. Fix that window, especially. One of these days, boy. In any case in point. Careful, don't break it again.
I break it again. It's already broken.
Oh, dare I ask. Anyway. Well,
he... So while you work.
Well, we're taking over. It's not a big deal. I just, little hawk in the spotlight. And SBO, too. Poor critter's been going through some rough financial times. And he's having some tea now, apparently. Good on him.
Why not? You see, Archange UK's well-known Archange UK doesn't like tea or coffee.
He doesn't like a lot of things.
he's a fussy thing, isn't he? Right. Let me get back in my nice radio DJ chair. It's kind of got two big grooves in it from his big ass, but it's comfortable enough. Hey, and it swivels.
Just careful, or you'll take out the mic.
take it. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. If you got a big sort of spike there, and spike, that's a technical term, isn't it?
Yes, that would be right.
Hey, I'm a DJ. I'm doing the terminology and everything now. This is kind of groovy.
You hang out with Vector too much. Anyway, goodness gracious.
He doesn't talk about music. He just sits there, just nodding his head and tapping his headphones with his finger. He doesn't do it. He doesn't really talk about it much. I know he's doing the gigs at Club Bruges at the moment, but will he put us and me and Charmy on the guest list? Hell no.
I wonder why.
not too much to ask.
Well, one of these days, maybe you'll get some leverage against the guy who'll go have some fun. Besides, you're a high standards chameleon. You can do better than just some nightclub. Goodness.
I was thinking a trendy wine bar. Well, I was going to take over a bank. Turn to a trendy wine bar.
Vector's gone his own way. You should, too. Besides, you kind of need the money.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that.
The
water bill came in yesterday, and I tried doing this direct debit thing, and it just, the money goes before it even lands in my account, you know. I'm getting letters from the bank every 5 minutes, and they charge me for the letters that they're sending me. And they charge me for the letters telling me they're charging me for the letters they're sending me. Oh, man. We were supposed to be this show, aren't we? What does our change UK normally talk about? I don't listen in that much.
Well, let me think for a second. Usually it's stuff about the news. Some game stuff. Sometimes he'll leak a little information every now and again. Hints about Sega.
Does he?
No, he
doesn't. Surely not.
Wow. Well, we'll see. Worst comes to worst, I'll just dig through his files and see if he has anything juicy.
I'm pretty certain. As much as I don't, get on about Change UK, I'm pretty certain that he wouldn't jeopardize his future with the company who wants to employ him.
We'll see. They've been giving him the silent treatment for this long. I think at some point he needs to take a little step forward in the right direction. But we'll see.
You know him. He's a timid sort of guy. When he used to do is walk up to them, slap them in the face, and sort of go, "Hey, employ me, you son of a bitch."
He should, but no, poor fellow's still waiting on them. So I'd give a shout out, Sega, gal darn it, stop holding your horses and just get the kid in there. He just needs some money and some love.
Yeah, because if you give him money, he'll be able to give me money and give me some money for these Chaotix X stuff. Although I still need Vector to get put in set. I mean, I can't remember how long it is now. I'm just waiting for him. So I have this very busy schedule. He's got to go to all these celebrity parties and these celebrity weddings and these celebrity this, celebrity that. He's got endorsements coming, apparently. Give me some love. Come on. Anyway. We're coming up to 9 minutes in. We still haven't really figured out what we're going to do is by way of a show. I believe we can play some kind of music on this, yeah?
Yes.
Do you know where he keeps the music? I mean, is there a sort of playlist somewhere?
Well, he's got playlists, files, file cabinets.
Hang on.
Easy with that. Looks expensive.
Well, don't worry. No. He's a cheap guy. It'll be imitation.
Sure.
He's big on imitations.
Until then. Alright. That looks promising. Wait a minute. If I die... Wait, what is it? What?
That's his will.
Oh, writing one already.
I was more worried why there's that naked picture of Tikal in there.
Whoa.
Signed to my sweetest honey? What?
This echidna thing's finally cracked through to his head. How she signed it and threw the Master Emerald is going to be my question of the day.
I think we should keep hold of this, or I should keep hold of this for evidence.
I don't think necessarily evidence. I have this bad feeling you're going to start blackmailing the poor critter. To which point, I fully condone it.
I think I have a partner in crime here.
Hey! You forget who you're talking to. The betrayer!
Sorry, who are you again?
Echo Hawk,
you're the artist one. Oh, I see.
The one who was turned into a bird, to which point she kicked Archangel UK in the shin several times for that mess up because of an egg we accidentally.
Wasn't he wearing like shin protectors and you broke your toe, as I recall?
You'd like to think that. He makes up things. Don't believe everything you hear. In any case in point, I'm the one who, betrayed betrayed the entire site, lost a huge amount of information and assets.
Oh, it was your fault that my profile was taken down. No wonder I'm not getting as much publicity.
Mine isn't either, but at least I have leverage against the guy, so he'll be putting that up very soon, if
I
not
see,
already.
I see.
As soon as he gets out of that hospital. Let's just say I've been persuading him.
God help us all.
Well, Metal's a good soul. He's something to learn off of. I enjoy working with
him. I saw you with that automatic screwdriver. You were looking rather viciously at it, so I dread to be... I mean, is it normal for somebody to be in traction if they have a sore throat?
Well, you know, there's just different ways of going about certain things, and my mother studied to be a nurse, and so I use little tips and tricks in my own personal methods, and, you know, it comes along, and hopefully he should be very well off and very much more agreeable when he's out.
I'll tell you, if Archange UK comes on here again, and says that he hasn't got any money, or he needs money for Radio Redux, whatever, pay him. Don't believe him. Okay? He's got a fully stocked mini bar here in the studio. It doesn't look like he ever uses it.
No.
Does he even know it's there? I mean, it's right next to the desk, for God's sake.
It's locked, though. So, who knows? It might not even be.
I would like to point out it was locked. It's not locked anymore.
SBO. What if I'm
a ninja. I do ninja things, so including stealing. It's very honorable, I must say.
You use your star to pick the lock.
Sorry about that.
You haven't eaten in a while, have you?
The last time I ate, it was at least April, okay?
You could turn invisible and steal things. You're willing to bust into his minibar. Come on.
It's different. He owes me. It's a point of honor. It goes against the ninja code. You don't know the ninja code, okay? Do not question me on the ninja code.
Apparently you don't know how old I am either.
Zip it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me go chameleon on you.
Yes. So intimidated.
I will whip your ass. Probably with my tail, because I can use it as a whip.
You never uncurl that cute little thing and you just look at it back.
Ah! Don't do that! I'm surprised your arm managed to reach that far, considering. How long is that arm? My God. It's at least 10 foot long.
Hardly. I'm sitting.
Oh, you're holding a broom. Oh, I see.
SBO.
Yeah. So, you want a coffee or something? Because you can help yourself.
I'm quite well, you know, going about. Metal keeps us pretty well. I'm not owned by him, but, you know, just.
Well, what's the, just between you and me? Between you and me.
Yeah.
Well, what's the health package like?
Well,
I'm not getting exactly anything from this.
I know. It's not promising, but see, they only have me as an organic so far, so, you know, being the representative.
Oh, I forgot, because you're ambassador to the organics.
Yeah, so I'm kind of playing both ways.
Your ambassadorship, I apologize. I should have known. Can we get some kind of, is there some kind of fanfare on here, on this board? No, that's a cow.
No, don't bother with... Oh, goodness gracious. SBO, you're fine, but no worries, all right? Even in this day and chaotic age, we're just a couple of critters making our way, doing what we want, and... Well, anyway, Metal's just getting all that together, so we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
We were going to do music, weren't we? Some time ago, we were going to do music.
Well, you know, it's good to catch up and get things off our chest.
There seems to be some kind of CD listed here on his drive.
Oh, yeah?
Along with several other things that I don't think we can play, bearing in mind the audience. But,
What does he keep on... Oh, my goodness. Well, that's...
Is that even possible?
I mean, Well, maybe if a cow laid an egg and a duck and a frog. No, I'm gonna have to say no.
You know what surprises me most? The signed picture of Big on the desk.
Yeah, that is.
He makes out he doesn't like Big, but I think that.
To your bestest friend, Froggy and Big. Oh, that's so sweet. It's got his little paw print and Froggy's little print on there too, and everything. Oh. Crazy business.
Crazy business. So, yeah, music. You guys probably want to play music, because we keep rattling on about playing music and not actually playing music. But we've got some thing here.
Maybe I should whip out some of my CDs, since all of his content is, questionable.
It's all very odd, isn't it?
Yes.
So, see, you look at that, and you just wonder, I'm sure the vicar must no longer be sort of condoned after that. and the goat can't possibly be the same again. Never mind. Music.
Yes.
We will play music.
Right? SBO, stay focused like an ADD.
Well, I seem to have deleted this. That's probably for the best, actually.
Oh, well. SBO, focus like a Jedi.
Like a Jedi? What's a Jedi?
Another long story. Anyway.
Oh, we've got time for it. We'd have to play the music. We'll talk about this.
Oh, my word. Anyway. Jedi, there's this film. You've got the nice masters. They focus. They do the good powers and such like that. They've got swords that'll cut you in half, made out of, like, light and burning sensations that go swish and you're, like, dead. Yeah, Jedi. Yeah, they're all good and goody too.
So it's kind of similar to Something About Mary.
Sure.
Oh, cool. Well, I like that film. I might check that out. What's it called?
Star Wars.
Oh, right.
There's like six of them. They've
six of them?
Yes.
Crikey, that's a hell of a turnover.
Yeah, you should see the fanboys. I mean, literally, it's just... If you had that many fanboys... There'd be so much purple, I think.
I have plenty of fanboys. Unfortunately, they tend to be in Bangkok.
Well, that or invisible, so.
It's a bit of a problem when you've got chameleon fanboys, because they do tend to stay invisible.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do you know the lengths I have to go to when I actually open the door to my house? To make sure nobody follows me in?
I thought you got kicked out of your house.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Hey!
I was trying to hide that.
All right, SBO, calm down now. Calm down. Don't get all... I see that horn twitching. Just calm down, okay?
Should we just play some music? I don't really want to...
All right, we'll let you cool down. Right. We'll have the music, and I'll even...
Here's some... I don't know what's even on this, but here is
I'll
music.
Get it together, yes.
This is music, so, yeah, whatever.
All right, let's have it.
Yeah, that. is brought to you by No More Blue, the definitive Sonic message board.
This time, there we go. We're back on.
Alright, you doing better now?
Yeah, I'm it's, it would be useful if he sort of labeled all these buttons, frankly.
I think he has purposes to not doing that because then people wouldn't be in here doing things? You're just lucky you
got... Was that even a sentence?
Yes, if you were actually listening, SPO... Oh, wait, you don't have yours. I'm sorry.
What?
Let me speak into your horn a little bit louder. Good gracious, boy.
Do you mind? We barely know each other. Yeah, so... what do you want to talk about exactly?
Well, we gotta get you in there, man. Well, we can get you in with Metal, maybe.
Oh, right? Yeah. Obviously the comics are real life, as everyone knows.
Yeah, it's quite current events, you know. It's kind of like the BBC.
You'll have to get... Yeah. So, your role is the ambassador in of your gang.
Yes.
So I'm not exactly your favorite where we are in the storyline at the moment, because obviously, I'm in.
Well, it's not just that, but, you know, with Metal taking over everything and anything, he can get his metal claws wrapped around, which is quite amusing to watch him go. Ah?
I see. Yes, but there is this rumor about you and Metal Sonic, isn't there? I think everyone will be rather interested to find out what the truth is behind that.
You heard that?
Heard it, saw it, got video footage of it actually, but
yeah.
Do you want to confirm before I start to the papers?
Well, you can start to the papers all you want, but
thank you, because I need the money, remember?
Guess who controls all the media these days? If they find out that somebody was ambitious enough to try and tarnish my reputation amongst the Empire, I'm pretty sure he would have something to say about that.
Funny, I thought Hugh Hefner was dead.
You wish. In any case, yes, we'll just, you might want to just take care of that.
Okay, that's not good. So, Sonic games.
Yes?
They've not been so good since Shadow the Hedgehog, in my opinion. I'm just saying that because I haven't been in them. But I have high hopes for the future.
Well, we'll see. It's up in the air. I hear things every now and again. Now I hang around Archangel UK and various other members in my circles and such. I'm an ambassador. I have to talk to people. I know things. I hear things every now and again, but... Yeah, there's promises for you and everyone else. I don't say that the new games are bad, but, you know, no one's perfect.
Do you have your own embassy?
As a matter of fact, it's quite considerable, and you wouldn't believe if I told you there was a golden hawk on the front of it.
Is that so? I mean, do you have to get a new passport or something now that Metal's taken over the world? You look rather angry all of a sudden. I don't quite see why.
Let's just put it to the effect of, we're working on a citizenship program with the new Empire. That's all.
Is it actually called, it's the Legion, as I recall.
Well, we're working on it. The Legion is technically the military name, and the Empire would just be the official and such and so forth. Because he's an emperor. He's
that
Emperor
Metal. That is true.
You get
that. That is true. Please don't touch my horn like that. It's rather disturbing.
Sorry. Good heavens. I just slipped.
That's what you say to all the boys, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sure. You keep thinking that.
Right. We were talking about some. Why are you laughing? Do you mind? This is supposed to be a serious show.
See, here's what's funny. You come rambling in here, and you... completely unintimidated. You sit here. You mock me. You pick on me. You asked all these incriminating questions.
I'm only trying to be like Archangel K would be.
Archangel UK.
Sorry, I'm busy copying him. I don't know why he can't say his own name.
Nor mine, for that matter, but that's another story.
Actually, I do have one question. You know when he writes it? You know it's AAUK?
Yes.
For the short?
Yes.
Why doesn't he capitalize the angel? I've seen people write it as like, Arch. See, I have to catch myself there.
Yes.
I see people write it as Archangel UK with the second A capitalized, but he doesn't. Do you think that's like kind of funny? Or is there a specific reason for that, you know?
As far as I can tell, it's another pointless, frivolous thing you just want to draw out for no reason whatsoever that I can tell.
I like knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Now you're starting to sound like Tails, and it's starting to disturb me, you and him.
I do not sound like Tails. Do I sound like an 8-year-old girl?
Oh, that was low. He's getting...
What?
He's a sweet
what?
Little critter. He's getting up there. He's growing up a little.
Something else from it. Yeah.
Don't make me hit you again. Goodness gracious.
That's okay.
Yeah, you won't mind because I'll have the Legion in here in 5 minutes.
I can focus my spirit and drown out any pain.
Yeah, when they rip your horn out, I'm sure you're going to be really happy about that one.
I don't think any guy would like his horn ripped out, frankly, huh?
Well, that's very universal truth.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So, what were we talking about again?
Think I don't remember.
You think you don't remember? Can you be sure that you don't remember?
No.
Oh, I see. This is a very interesting show. It's a great topic of conversation. Must be some list of stock questions around here somewhere. You having a good time in the UK?
Oh, quite well. Just, with the Legion, I can pretty much do whatever I want. No admission to anything. Go on the rides like 50 times in a row. It's whatever. I mean, I can't do that in America yet, but we're working on it. So, just traveling, enjoying, seeing the world, watching the army conquer it. It's all good. So, good fish, good chips. Even though they're fries, you English boneheads.
Hey, don't look at me.
I know.
I'm not English.
You're probably South American. You come from, like, Amazon or something like that.
Well, it's very curious. I was found in a basket by monks in Tibet.
Oh, so that's why you have so many fans in that East Asia.
Yeah. It all becomes clear. I've tried hunting down my parents over the years. But, either they just don't want to be found, or they just aren't there anymore.
Or they could have also turned invisible.
That would kind of be classified under, they don't want to be found. just saying.
Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
Just saying, with my broken heart, just saying.
It's okay.
Thank you.
We'll find it, maybe.
You like hitting that shoulder, don't you?
I'm sorry, that's the one closest to me with...
That's okay. I was raised by the great Buddhist monk Phelo Tao.
Oh, really?
He taught me all I know, with the exception of how to deal with Western civilization. I kind of had to deal with that on my own.
Well, understandably,
But, I studied under him for... It wasn't really months, but it wasn't really years either. You have no real concept of time when you're up on those mountains. So when you're doing the training, you're not sure if you can start something, and it seems like it either goes on forever or it finishes instantaneously. Sometimes it does finish instantaneously. If you're that advanced and you achieve true enlightenment when you just set your mind to it. Immediately. It's like that.
You should so go for some show like Naruto.
Naruto could kiss my tail. I'm sorry.
Oh, so that's your opinion of the kid.
No, I met the guy. I met the guy at one of these celeb bashes.
He's up there.
Wasn't the main one.
I
couldn't get in the main one. They hadn't heard of me, apparently. But I met him at an after show party, and he's just so into himself. narcissist, you wouldn't believe it.
I guess I could, but that's since I have been to that leg of Japan and such forth before this whole Legion thing, you know, way back last year or two, whatever, you know. And I keep in touch, and I still poke around. It was good times and everything like that. So, I might go back there again, especially with this whole world takeover, you know.
Huh. That's pretty, pretty interesting.
Well, no worries about that. It's just funny watching, or I should say listening. Well, it's both. You go on about your past and everything else like that. It's just kind of, probably...
My torturous past is funny to you? My life is a joke to you?
Espio.
I'm sorry, okay? It's just... I get a bit sensitive about these things, you know? It's...
No. You and the listeners have no idea what you don't know about me. But before we do anything else, I think it would be fair to everyone else if we gave them a little something else to break up the monotony of us chittering on about whatever comes to mind. So, why don't you go, you see the button right there? You hit that, and it will pause the recording, and yes, we will have a music break.
Oh, cool. Anything you particularly want, because I'm sure I can drag it off this drive.
Let me see. Oh, that's interesting. But
look at those beer bottles in that bin.
Yeah.
He's a complete lush.
He is pretty avid on his drinks.
He hasn't even left any for me. Come on.
Well, if anybody knows me, they know me. I carry a stash of CDs in my pocket. So I think I'll put on a little music from what I enjoy best, from all the music I've collected ever since I was a pup. And when CDs mostly first came out.
So you were a bird, you're now a hedgehog, and originally you were a pup.
Pup is what I was affectionately called because I was raised by wolves as my... Well...
Okay. I thought my history was bad. Yours is all over the place.
Let me put it this way.
So there's wolves, there's dogs, there's... hedgehogs, birds,
now metal caretakers.
The robots in there as well. Oh, God's sake. I think you might write this down for people.
Well, let's just say I'm talking to Archangel UK about writing it all down. So.
Oh, he probably is just saying that.
Oh.
Knowing him, he's probably just saying that. He's probably, he doesn't want to disappoint you or something. He's probably thinking you should just go away and not talk about it anymore.
Well...
He's just that sort of guy. Hey, don't look at me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just giving your heads up.
Now you're starting to sound like my old teacher.
Anyway, it's this button. Here we go. Here's music of some nature. Enjoy.
Radio Redux.
program is brought to you by No More Blue, the definitive psych message board.
What goes up must come down. Yeah, my feet don't touch the ground. See the world spinning upside down. A mighty crash without a sound. I can feel your every rage. Step aside, I'll turn the stage. Breaking through your crazy maze. Like a laser beam, my eyes on you. Watch me, roll the light away. Watch me, save the day. Feel my storm getting away. Headed your way.
That was music of some description.
Yeah, we'll fix that business later. He's got some editing tool thing that I've no clue on using, but we'll humor ourselves with that later.
Yeah. I've just opened a cupboard and there's even more of these Budweiser bottles.
I believe that somehow. He does like them. Yeah.
He does like. It makes you wonder, you know. I mean, I like the odd drink now and again.
Yeah.
I'm a much better role model than our ginger gay is.
Role?
Much better.
But you don't talk about drinking, and you're not a...
Exactly! What could be a better role model for drinkers than somebody who doesn't talk about drinking?
Considering the Sonic community is about the relative age of 15.
Yeah. they're on cider and white lightning by now, so it's no big deal as far as I'm concerned. But Budweiser had those adverts with the toad. Was it toads or frogs?
I do believe they were bullfrogs.
Ah, oh, there we go. So it was all bull. and they had those chameleons at the end of them, didn't they?
Yes, I do remember that.
I have more acting talent in my little shuriken.
That was you?
No.
Oh, that
was... I have more acting talent in my little shuriken than they have in their entire bodies. and I would be cheaper.
Sure.
They should bring that out for a bet. I'm putting it out there. We start a campaign to get me as the new face. Maybe the voice as well. No harm there. The new voice and face of Budweiser. It's not hard.
Well, we'll see. World domination has its interesting twists of fate. I'll try and write that.
Maybe if a man will be interested in my services, we could have some kind of like golden handshake agreement.
We'll see. We'll work on that. I mentioned it to him. I have a bit of a hang out with him today to discuss a few plans, you know, such and such.
Well, anything that you can let us in on? Is it a little exclusive, or...?
Nothing but the usual, just, Lieutenant Eggma and his roaring, just constantly roaring. A brilliant, tactician, if he could say anything.
I hear he's a very good painter.
Yeah, which one?
All of them.
Oh, yeah. Well.
He's able to do any style he sees fit, apparently. And sometimes, at least five at once.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, you know, that's how they do it. It's just something about robots, you know. But they're not creative. Now, that's not a downside. Maybe that's why Metal picked me. I don't know.
He just liked your ass.
Oh, stop. Metal's a metal, and
I said so on his MySpace.
He has a MySpace?
Of course he has. Everyone has a MySpace. I have a MySpace.
But
no one ever goes there, but I have a MySpace.
I don't have a MySpace.
See, I thought she'd said that. She'd say that. I was doing some digging.
Oh?
I found your non-existent MySpace.
Oh, really? What is it?
Including the photos.
Of what?
Of you playing golf as an 8-year-old.
You found that?
Oh, yes. You see, there's this lovely little thing in the bylaws that our emperor has passed through, which is all incriminating photographs of staff members must be put in a public place.
Because so much value could be drawn from me being seen playing golf.
Well, with that swing, yes.
It wasn't... Listen, I was younger, I was inexperienced...
It was a putting green, and you were walloping them like...
Actually...
Like it was a 465-yarder.
Actually, it was a 550-yarder because it was a striking range. But anyway...
Striking ranges have little flags?
Sometimes.
And windmills?
Sometimes.
Especially the Dutch ones, I'm assuming.
We play target practice. Let's play 50 points if you can get it off the top and hit the guy in the eyes.
Bullseye.
Good days then. But, you know, when you get older, you get... That's just how it is.
Hmm.
So, just things are as they are. But I'm impressed. I haven't seen any of Metal's work yet, but...
He's a very angsty poet, but he doesn't do, he's very like an impressionist poet. There was some new work the other day, I'm trying to remember, something about kittens and plug sockets, I think, also something to do with an envelope. I can't remember. I passed over it briefly. It was four lines.
You were probably using it for a blanket, but I can't say that I've ever seen or heard of his work. That'll be something I'll have to ask him about that.
Why not? Incidentally, you may want to tell him that. I'm pretty certain the postman wouldn't have done that, but
what,
he's
you?
Open to artistic impression, I suppose. Artistic license. I'm pretty certain the postman would not have done what he suggested he did.
Oh, well, who knows? With Metal, it can be anything. He never forgets. That's one of the stranger things.
It's the benefit of having an 80 billion... gigabyte hard drive in your head, I suppose.
Hey, he's the man. Or the bot.
The man bot.
Yes, yes.
He's the man bot. The man bot with a Midas touch. A spider's touch. Which is a spider bot, presumably.
Yeah.
So, was there anything you wanted to ask me, I suppose? As we have you in here, and it's not exactly like I get an opportunity to talk that much.
Well, I've already inquired about how you've been living, how everything is, and everything like that. But it's a question of a question. It's weird, but I tend to ask this because, well, I'm American, so I guess we get that excuse. But in any case in point, did you want me to
do any art for you or anything like that. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please do. Can you do it? I'm just leaning over the top here and I can see into your back. That's a quite impressive way of art materials there. I was thinking, though, could you do me in, like a pencil shading?
Pencil?
I just got a thing for that.
Pencil? Yeah, I think I could do that now. I'm not one to brag, but, you know, I use what I got and such forth. Right. Well, while I'm working on that, I guess we could still chitter away about anything.
Yeah, please do. Do I have to stand still, or?
Oh, no, you're fine right there.
Thank goodness for that. I can't lean into this I can't lean into the microphone. That'll look pretty strange in the picture.
No, don't worry about it. That's just how it is, so let me just,
Especially this one, your angle. You look like I'm probably trying to swallow a giant pineapple.
No worries. I've memorized your appearance fairly well. It's just something we, you know, artists do in their spare time. Especially with, you know, the different characters.
I see.
Very nice, you know, just in case, you know, we run into them in a dark place. You never know what you need these things for. I've been around for, what is it now, 50,000 years or something to that effect. You know, small talk, but, it's a hobby of mine, and I do enjoy, and, I do regret to say, though, you're one that I haven't practiced as much as I would have considered for other characters.
I blame Arkane Shuke for that, frankly. I mean, if I'm not on site, if I'm not in view of the public, why wouldn't they? Forget about me. It's not that hard.
You're not forgotten. Don't get yourself down. I gotta switch the lens now. Oh, look at that. I'm already taking a bit of work there, eh? Anyway.
Huh?
What is it?
Oh, no, it's nothing. I like the color of the pneumatic pencil there.
Yes,
emerald green.
Oh, yeah.
I've always quite liked that color. Admittedly, when I bumped into Jet, I started disliking that color a great deal, but...
Because he sounds like a vampire on helium?
No. You can't get yet with him. Get out of my way. Sorry, I don't do a very good Jet impression. But
I don't know a soul who can, and I don't want to meet them. Maybe we'll get him in one of
these. Maybe we'll get him in. You never know.
With everybody running around in panic these days. Eh?
Is it... Do you know if this is connected to the internet at the moment?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's a pity. I was hoping we could get on Skype and, like, crank call Charmy or something.
Yeah, I have to put...
The little pest?
Yeah, he might...
He doesn't listen to this, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he's still at home on his computer going and looking up whatever.
Nah, he won't know.
He'll probably be playing games or something.
You know what he's been playing a lot of at the moment? Bejeweled.
I love that game.
It's not really the game. He's just playing just like the first level over and over again. Keeps timing out because he keeps getting distracted by the pretty colors and the pretty lights and the music. He keeps humming aimlessly.
Well,
if it weren't for the fact that the monitor times out after 15 minutes or so and goes black. He just waste away there. I've tried trying to increase the setting, but it just won't work.
Well, that's all right. With time comes experience, my friend. No worries on that. Technology's a funny thing like that. Besides, before you know it, there'll be a new one out in 2 days, 3 weeks, whatever technology moves at this rate. Especially with the new Empire coming in. That'll be something to behold, I think.
I look forward to that. As long as it doesn't mean that we all have to buy yet another set of DVDs, then I might sort of feel a little bit
My apologies, but you won't necessarily have to do the Blu-ray or or have to buy a CD for every unit that you purchase because you can't play them on other ones. No, no. Metal's not that selfish, necessarily. I mean, he'll have a monopoly over...
He backs Blu-ray, I'm guessing.
Just a bit.
Considering.
For now. He's just trying to scrounge around for a little cash every now and again with the process of taking out... Yes. You know, it just... You need money, and that's how it goes. But hopefully, you know, once we get control over, you know, all the food supplies, all the mechanical supplies, all the...
You're going to have access to food?
Well, that depends if he decides
organics... This is getting better and better. You're going to have access to food. I am so signing up.
I've had feasts every night. I'm the only organic on the... Well, you know, I get my choice of lobster. You seem amused by this.
Just imagining all that food. Salivating.
Well, it just depends if he decides to let the organics live or not. He's not sure if they should be slaves or what, but then they bring in some income.
Well, as the ambassador to the organics, hopefully we'll get you back on the show for an exclusive on that.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah,
that'd be an interesting occurrence, considering, so... I mean...
I was wondering, actually. I mean, I was looking over some of the old archive bits.
Oh, yeah?
For the shows, for the Radio Redux shows.
Oh, yes.
Before you came in, because I was trying to familiarize myself with, not necessarily the way the shows work, but with features and things. We're kind of coming up to the end of the year. Do you think he's going to do another one of those Rex Factor things?
Honestly, I would like to see that happen again. And I hope to God I don't get nearly as weirded out as I did last time, because, one, I should never sing out. Two, I shouldn't sing with a stereo in the back. Three, I shouldn't sing six times in a row and then pick the sixth one, don't listen to it, and send it in. All a shame, but we see. I think I could put in a good word, and we'll see if we have some persuasion going that way. We'll see if we have the time, you know.
Because I thought you sound really well.
Oh.
It was a blatant fix. I think everyone knows there was a blatant fix.
Well, you know. There's different things that float about now and again. I still do like Dreadnox's dreads. Just the way he got that, but then again. Something about guys singing, just as something, just here.
But what would you sing, though, is the question. What would you sing? Because you got all the Sonic 2006 songs now.
Oh, yes, because they're so much better. I mean, pardon my saying, but Eliza's theme and Silver's theme, by themselves, strike nothing for me. Eliza's theme is very, you know, traditional.
Sorry, a bit of this biscuit went down the wrong way. Sorry.
Oh, alright, no worries.
Apologies.
But, Eliza's theme is just a really, really odd song. Very high-pitched. I think I'd probably blow out a blood vessel doing that. I couldn't imagine who could sing that. And then Silver's theme, I don't know, Dreams of an Absolution, maybe, but I gotta listen to it some more. I've only heard it so often, so we'll see. Well, that'll be a surprise.
I haven't heard Dreams of an Absolution. Is it good?
From what I hear, everybody has their own opinion, so I think you're entitled to your own opinion, and I'd recommend you listen to it first, then take their opinions. That's what I believe.
Oh, I see. I'll keep that in mind.
All right, that should go for it.
So what do you think you might sing? And can we get a quick snippet of it now?
Well, if I can think of something, I'm pretty sure I could do an oldies song, but if I decided to do something like a remix of Dreams of an Absolution, which I cannot memorize at the moment, I've only heard it once, literally, you know, it's just something to be told. Maybe after a little, the next break, I'll put on a little something, at least a cappella version, because frankly put, it'd be easiest. But in any case, I'm not sure yet. We'll see. It's a decision up in the air. And I may leave it at end up as a surprise at the very end, because if I just tell you, that'd be too easy. Mm. So, we'll see.
I was wondering if maybe I could go in for a little something.
You could try a little...
Maybe we could duet.
A duet? Mm. I was thinking some Barry White for you, but...
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. I am the chameleon of love.
See? You think I'm kidding?
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Well, we can work on it.
Yeah, okay. I still think we should do a Sonic song.
A Sonic song?
Yeah, Sonic in duet, because, we haven't got much to do, really. But I know you're still busy with that drawing, but,
Oh, yeah, well, I'm almost done with it, don't worry.
Oh, cool. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. So, you want to see how far it's gotten, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like...
Here, let me show
you. Is that it?
Yes.
Why does it look like I have a hose under my arm?
A hose under... That is your arm.
Oh, that is my arm?
Yes.
I don't recall losing my hand.
I'm working on that. It's very different.
Where's my other arm?
It's hiding behind your butt.
Why is my horn bigger than the conical of my head? What have you done?
It's a rough sketch. It takes a little bit of time.
Why
to
do I have the back end of a lion, it looks like?
You're going to sit here and nitpick me.
I'm not nitpicking. I'm just saying that looks nothing like me. I thought you were good.
Oh, you thought?
Oh, I see. I was under a false misapprehension that you were actually good at.
Oh, is that how it's going to be, is it?
Oh, wait a minute, because you said you hadn't drawn before, hadn't you? Oh, suppose this is such a problem. Catch some slack.
Oh, Espio, we might keep you around just long enough so that I can better myself just for your entertainment.
Hey, nice one. So,
sure.
It's kind of approaching the end of the show anyway.
Yes, yes.
We've talked about so much, and yet discussed so little. But I think we should end it on this duet, but what do we say?
I'm going to need a minute, and before we, well, more so probably I bleed their ears out, we should probably give them a second to...
Yeah, should we give them some music so we decide?
Yes, okay. And they can brace themselves for...
All hands, brace for impact. In the meantime, here's some more music. Enjoy.
Radio Redux.
I love this show!
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
We'll be right back.
we've decided what we're gonna do now. And we're gonna sing, we're gonna do some a cappella-y version of Sonic Heroes, aren't we?
Yes, yes, that's right. What we decided.
Well, we've loaded up Echo's CD Walkman with the song, and we've actually got earpieces so we can actually hear the song. Because we're a bit worried, frankly, about what's gonna happen with this. We'll just go with the flow, I think. So, for your delectation, it's myself, SBO, and Echo Hawk doing Sonic Heroes.
Right.
Oh god.
Alright, here we go.
Let's press play, hang on.
Alright.
It is playing, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Dum da 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 dum da
dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da I can feel your every rage. Step aside, I'll turn the page. Breaking through your crazy maze. Like a laser beam, my eyes on you. Watch me, roll the night away. Watch me, save the day. Feel my song is getting close. Heading your way. Sonic Heroes, Sonic Heroes. Find you, can't find you. Defying your way. Sonic Heroes, Sonic Heroes, saving the stage for a hero's hooray.
They need more of me in it.
I won't even hesitate. A second left to alter fate. Try to start but a little too late. I've got to look my own way. Watch me, roll the night away. March me, save the day. Feel my storm is getting close. Heading your way. Sonic Heroes, Sonic Heroes. Find you, can't find you, defying your way. Sonic Heroes, Sonic Heroes, saving the stage for a hero's parade.
You can bet there ain't no doubt, as the word spins round my mouth, I'm a hero. I can face another day. Fight you all the way, like a hero. And together we'll stand strong no matter how. No one can bring us down. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Sonic Heroes. Said you can't find you, defying your way. Sonic Heroes,
Sonic Heroes,
bathing the stage for a hero's parade.
Sonic Heroes, Heroes. Keep it together now. Sonic Heroes,
Heroes,
saving this reason that we're on our way. That was rubbish.
Rubbish?
I blame you. You were completely out of tune.
Espia, you didn't even get half of those words right, and you darn well know it.
My words are much better. Who does Jun Snow think he is? I am a much better musician than he is.
Oh, much.
Did you see me in Sonic Heroes playing that instrument? Oh, man. Did I rock the place?
What instrument was that again?
You know, that musical instrument.
The shamisen? You don't even know it.
Bless you. Alright. Well, that's the end of the show. Archangel UK may well be materialize sometime.
He probably won't be happy to know that this has even occurred, but I'm under organic protection from the Lord, so...
Naturally enough. Anyway, so how does he sign off?
I think he just kind of says, you know, take care, farewell, peace out, something like that, and hits the stop button. You see that one there, yeah?
Well, the one with the stop sign on it?
The square, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
The international symbol for stop.
Well, for music stuff. Anyway, right. You know, that's...
Look up here. Look up on the wall.
All right.
The big... See the motto?
Uh-huh.
That looks familiar to me. So, if we just replace every time he says Archangel UK with Espio, then it should be alright, I suppose. Right now, I've been Espio. She's been Echo Hawk.
Presumably speaking.
And I will see you next time. Except I won't.
Yes.
Bye-bye for now.
I'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
The following program is brought to you by No More Blue, the definitive psych message board.
How do you stop this?